Lesson 28, After the Fire, a Still Small Voice. 1 Kings chapter 17 through 19. Study the following scriptures. A. 1 Kings chapter 17. Elijah seals the heavens against rain, flees from Ahab and Jezebel, and is miraculously sustained in the wilderness. Chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. The Lord sends Elijah to a widow, who gives him food and water. Chapter 17, verses 7 through 16. Elijah raises the widow's son from the dead. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 24. B. 1 Kings chapter 18. After more than 2 years of famine, Elijah meets with Ahab and challenges the priests of Baal to call down fire from heaven to consume their sacrifice. Chapter 18, verses 1 through 2, and verses 17 through 24. The priests of Baal fail, but Elijah prays and the Lord sends down fire to consume the sacrifice he has prepared. Chapter 18, verses 25 through 40. Elijah prays to end the famine, and the Lord sends rain. Chapter 18, verses 41 through 46. C. 1 Kings chapter 19. Jezebel tries to kill Elijah. Chapter 19, verses 1 through 2. Elijah flees into the wilderness and is fed by an angel. Chapter 19, verses 3 through 8. Elijah goes to Horeb, where he is comforted by the Holy Ghost and instructed to continue in God's work. Chapter 19, verses 9 through 19. After Jeroboam led Israel into idolatry, he and his descendants were destroyed. They were followed by another succession of idolatrous kings. Of those rulers, Ahab was the king who did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 33. He married Jezebel, adopted her practice of Baal worship, and encouraged his people to join him in the worship of this false god. The prophet Elijah delivered words of warning to Ahab and his kingdom. Why do you think the Lord commanded the poor widow to feed Elijah before feeding herself and her son? See 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 14 through 16. In what ways are we asked to put the things of God first in our lives? When the people gathered to hear Elijah at Mount Carmel, he asked, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. How do we sometimes halt between two opinions? How did God comfort Elijah on Mount Horeb? See 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 13. What can we learn from this about how God communicates with us? Why do you think God communicates more often through the still small voice of the Holy Ghost than through loud and spectacular displays of power? How can we discern the whisperings of the Holy Ghost? End of Lesson 28, After the Fire, a Still Small Voice.